Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turning your Bibles, please, to Psalm chapter 30. In verse 5, the Word of God says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Weeping endures for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Young people, understand something. You're going to have tough times in life sometimes. Everybody does. Not all the time, just sometimes. When you get tough times in your life, remember something. It's not anything strange. 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Don't think that anything strange has happened concerning the fiery trial, concerning the tough time, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Sometimes we have this response to difficult times. Some strange thing is happening to me. Young people, when you enter into tough times, nothing strange is happening to you. We think to ourselves, what did I do to cause this? Not a great thought. It's a normal thought. It's not a great thought. You necessarily didn't cause anything. You may have, but not necessarily. It's just part of being a human being. You're going to have some tough times. Don't think anything weird has happened when tough times come. Things get hard at school, it's normal. Things get hard with your friends, it's normal. There's nothing that happens to you that is not normal, that it's not common to everyone. So you're going to have some tough times. When the tough times come, God wants you to remember something. Albeit they may be tough, there may be weeping at night, but there will be joy in the morning. In other words, the tough times will be overcome. You will overcome your difficulties. That's what he's saying here. You will overcome your difficulties. Your difficulties will not consume you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. He knows the outcome of everything. And he's already telling you, you will overcome when you have difficulties. Don't think it's anything weird when the tough times come. Don't be afraid of them. Yes, they are tough, but you will overcome them. He's promising you that. So it doesn't matter what the tough time is, you're going to overcome it. Now, he also says in John 16:33, that these things, and this is Jesus speaking, "These things I have spoken unto you, that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." Recognize that God is living inside of you. He has overcome everything in the world. If the tough time is with your friends, God has overcome that. That means necessarily that you are going to overcome that. Why? Because he's living inside of you. So there's never a situation that can take place in your life that he hasn't already overcome and that you won't overcome also. You will overcome it. The reason is he is living inside of you and he has given you this promise, and those promises that he's given are how you're going to overcome them. When a tough time comes, you're going to grab onto his promises. He gives almost 9,000 promises. Every one of them is a good promise. Every one of them is for your benefit. Every one of them is absolutely true. So whatever it is, when those tough times come, grab a promise from God. Go to the Bible. Find the promises from God that deal with your situation. And know that that will be the outcome of your situation. I don't care what the situation is. And by the way, sometimes the tough time is our fault. And you may be tempted to think to yourself, well, I caused this. Will God still help me? Yes, of course he will. He never said that he'll help you only when it's not your fault. He never said, I won't leave you as long as you don't mess it up. And if you mess it up, I'm out of here. He never says things like that. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always help you. I'll always be with you. I'll always overcome. I'll always fight your battles. You don't have to be afraid of it. Even if you're the one who blew it, you're still going to overcome it. Why? He's still living inside of you. Whether you blew it or somebody else blew it or just circumstances or life, something happens, it doesn't make any difference as to how God responds to it and how you're going to overcome in it. You don't have to be afraid of saying, well, it's my fault. What if it is? Who cares? Doesn't make any difference. Who cares? And so you don't worry about that part of it. If the tough time comes, you're going to overcome it. Period. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 2, there's something very important about tough times. You see, sometimes we think tough times happen just by accident. It may look like it's an accident, but it's no accident. There's nothing that happens that's an accident. They may feel like it, but it's not an accident. It says in Romans 5:2 that we have access into grace by faith. That's where we start with our tough times. We trust God, and then we have access into grace because we trust God. Now, grace is three things. Grace is not what people often think it is. Sometimes we think, well, God will be kind to me regardless, and that's grace. That's only one part of grace. There's three parts to grace. Yes, His kindness is grace. His undeserved favor is grace. That means you don't deserve grace, and there's nothing you can do to gain or lose it except enter into it by faith. And if you lack faith, you still don't lose it. You just don't get its experience as quickly. But regardless of what happens, grace is there for you, and it will always work on your behalf. And so you get into a tough time, trust God, and by trusting Him, you start to experience all that grace means. Now, we said it's His kindness, and it is. That's Ephesians 2:8. We said it's His unmerited favor, and it is. That's Ephesians 1:7. But it's also His government. That's Hebrews 4:16. There is a government of grace. That means that the whole kingdom of God is working on your behalf. So when you trust God, you can relax because you know that the entire kingdom of God, its full government, its full power, and remember, this is the ability that created the universe. All of the angels that are necessary will be at your disposal. They're going to be working on your behalf, and you are going to experience the full benefit of being within the kingdom of God simply by trusting Him. Now, there's a second part to this. Okay? Jesus said you will have tribulations. You will have tribulations. And tribulations there simply means problems. Sometimes in your life, you'll have problems. Everybody does. It's normal. When those problems come, realize something. There is a design to problems. We don't like problems. We react to them in emotions. We have to understand that problems are planned and designed. And so, it may look like it just happens, but God knows the beginning from the end. He arranged the beginning and the end and everything else in between. And there was a purpose and a design to the problems that come our way. It doesn't matter who causes them. There's a purpose and a design. If there wasn't, they wouldn't exist. In verse 3, the Word of God says that tribulation produces patience. Tribulation produces patience. That's really important. Because in Romans 8:29, we are called to be made into the image of God and to have His character. The first aspect of the character of God is His patience. Tribulation will produce the patience of God in you. The patience of God is the first part of His character. God is making you be like Him. He's forming you to be like Him when difficult things come. That's the purpose. Then it works experience. Experience is extremely useful. When I have experience with God, I'm no longer afraid. Have you ever tried something for the first time and you were a little bit nervous and maybe you were a little bit clumsy with it? Most of us have. If you haven't yet, you will, I promise you. But after you've done it a few times, you realize there's nothing to this and you know how to do it really well. It's like riding a bike. First time you start riding a bike, you're a little wobbly, you're a little unsure. But after you've ridden a bike for a couple of years, it's like nothing to it. You don't even have to hold the handlebars. There's nothing to it. You probably should anyway, but you don't have to. Because you know how to do it so well. Well, that's what experience does. Once you get some experience in tribulations, tribulations aren't scary. And so you get that experience and now it doesn't faze you. It doesn't bother you. Now, experience will produce hope. And hope is not like a wishful thought. You know how you say, I hope I get a bike for Christmas. It's not that kind of hope. Hope is confident expectation. Hope is, I know what's coming. And I know God's going to come through for me, and I have no doubt about it. When you have hope, you're very relaxed. What makes us nervous is when we don't have hope. But when we have hope, we're very relaxed. Because we know the outcome. We know that God's going to come through. We know that God always fights our battles. We know that God always takes care of us. We know that God always provides for our needs. It doesn't matter what's going on. I have confident expectation that God's going to take care of it and I'm not going to have to worry about it. You know, I've never seen that fail. I've seen some pretty nasty situations, but I've never seen God not come through. Why? Because He always comes through. That's just who God is. He always comes through. That's why you trust Him, because you know He's going to come through. The promises of God tell you that. So you get that experience which produces hope, this confident expectation, because you've been there 100 times before and you've seen Him come through 100 times before, and now you simply expect Him to do it. Oh, I have a problem. God, this is your problem, not mine. Which all of our problems actually are His problems, not ours, because we belong to Him. It's like if your shirt is dirty, you go outside, you play, and you get your shirt dirty. Who does your mother talk to, you or the shirt? Your mom will not say, shirt, you're dirty. No, your mom will say, hey, you, your shirt is dirty. Well, it's like that for us. Your shirt is the one with the problem, but God isn't addressing your shirt. You're the one with the problem, but God is seeing that as His own problem. So your problems are actually God's problems because you belong to God. And so He treats them as His problems. This is why you never have to be afraid. This is why you can have complete confident expectation. Because every single problem you have, God considers it to be His problem. And God's very good about taking care of His problems. The nice thing is that God has all the solutions also. God has all the ability also. And so God's going to take care of His problems. The result of that is that you're going to find that God is producing His love in your heart. Which is kind of amazing. When things go bad, the final outcome is you're going to see how much God loves you. That's always the outcome. It's not instant. Sometimes it takes a little while. But the end result is you're going to see that God loves you. And sometimes you will be blown away by that. Because you're going to say to yourself, how in the world did this end up so well? I've seen a lot of difficult problems. And I've always said to myself, how in the world did God do this? It was such a problem and it ended up so well. You know how? He loves you. That's how. And you're going to see that God loves you. That's the outcome of your problems. You're going to see that God loves you. Don't be afraid of your problems. You're going to be doing great. Now, in 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 17, David had problems. There was an army stronger than he was that wanted to go to war against him. That's a problem. And God said to David in verse 17, you're not going to need to fight this battle. Well, how do you not fight a battle when an army is coming against you? And God says to him, you're not going to have to fight this battle. He said to him, position yourself. In other words, yeah, they're coming against you, so take your stand on the battlefield. Get out there with your weapons. But when you do, stand still. In other words, when you do, be at rest. Don't get nervous. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Just relax. Stand still. And see how God will deliver you. And then he continues that he is with you. And then do not fear or be dismayed. That means discouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Tomorrow, go out against them and the Lord will be with you. Well, here's the thing about it. When the Lord is with you, it's impossible to lose. There's absolutely nothing anyone can do when God is with you to cause you to lose. You can't lose. And the reason why you can't lose is because the one who created everything is now fighting on your behalf. And it may be a problem with people, or it may be a problem with school, it may be circumstances, it may be friends, whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. You can't lose because God is working on your behalf. He's on your side. And by the way, you may think to yourself, well, what if it's another Christian? Isn't he on their side also? And the answer is, it depends on whose side the person is. If you're on his side, he's on your side. Not every Christian is on God's side. So you make sure you're on God's side and you have nothing to worry about. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.